Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, the most unlikely candidate for Senate. You think about this. Can you imagine if all of a sudden the Lord said to you that he wanted you to be the king over a nation? Well, that wouldn't happen. That's exactly what happened to Saul. That's what happened to this man named Saul. He was out looking for his donkeys. Mm-hmm. His father's donkeys were lost. And suddenly just God says, you know, you're going to be the next king of Israel. The first, matter of fact, there wasn't ever a king over Israel. So you're going to break through a barrier of a mindset of a people that have never had one of these. And you're going to be the one that does it.
Yeah.
And his name was Saul. He became King Saul. And I think about us, even here at VFN TV, you know, we've been around for years now, but there was a day. This is the last thing that we had on our mind being on television. Yeah, I mean, it was always Pat's dream to be public and out there and just showing his face all the time and all that. But for us, no, that's just joking. But, you know, we were praying. We were on a prayer watch, and God just told us, you know, just he said, you know, I wanted you to do what we're doing and do television. And we knew nothing, absolutely nothing. And we had God just put people around us to be able to encourage us and give us insight. And here we are all these years later. Mm-hmm. Well, that makes me think of the senator of Oklahoma, Senator James Lankford. Here he is, a pastor, but God had other plans for him. Yep. And just this unlikely candidate. And it's so powerful because I want you to hear about this man and realize that's great, but look at it like this. Maybe the way that we listen to the Lord, the way that Lankford listened to the Lord, maybe God's about to speak to you and say, you know, you are the next fill in the blank. Let's take a look.
So many kids, so many backgrounds, so many families.
Hey, how are you? Very good to meet you. I'm James.
That looks wonderful.
How are you? I'm doing great.
Eating street food on Route 66, talking Jesus with Democrats, or working to block federal fumbles on Capitol Hill, Oklahoma Senator James Lankford is composed. He likes Dr. Pepper and loves his girls, two daughters, Liberty Bell the dog, and his beloved wife, Cindy.
Met in high school, actually. Now, there's some debate on what year we met in high school. Of course, I'm right on it, of course.
Sophomore year.
Yes, yeah, it was a junior year.
You know what I say, I hug all the men.
Despite a voice that would make a radio host jealous, Lankford sees himself as the most unlikely person to ever run for office.
Cindy calls this life's greatest interruption. This was not something that we expected.
In high school, he felt called to follow Jesus. After becoming a Baptist minister, he spent most of his time running the youth program at Falls Creek, the largest Christian camp in the world. Then, after more than 20 years in ministry, both James and Cindy felt God preparing them for something new. One day after praying, Lankford read his local congresswoman was moving on to another office.
It's as if it jumped off the page, and I heard God say, "That's what I want you to do." Now, it wasn't audible, it wasn't a big boom. It was just this overwhelming sense of, you asked me before what I'm looking for, that's it. And I remember just leaning back in my chair and saying, "Well, that's insane. That's not even rational. That can't be it." But I just couldn't shake it. It was just one of those crystal clear moments.
He resigned from Falls Creek, tapped into the couple's savings, and ran as an unknown in a crowded Republican primary. That was 2010. Now he's the junior senator from Oklahoma. For the Lankfords, it came down simply to obedience.
Every part of what he does is to honor Christ, to be obedient to him, to know him and make him known. And it's evident in everything that he does. And so it's very fun, because something that we get to do now is watch God unfold things that we wouldn't have seen before. And he's a part of that.
Here in Oklahoma, folks joke that if you don't like the weather, just wait, because it's about to change. But voters here have come to learn that Senator James Lankford sticks to his principles in Washington, even when they're not popular.
I have lots of people that catch us now that we're elected, and they know we don't have a political background, and say, "Are you having fun?" And I've never understood that question, "Are you having fun?" This is a job and a task. I'm not there to be a celebrity. I'm not there to go play. There's a lot of work that needs to be done, and it's a mess.
He focuses on problems nobody else is working on. Langford is a policy wonk who relishes overseeing federal regulations. What some might find obscure, Langford sees as monumental, like wording on naturalization tests that reads freedom of worship as opposed to the American promise of freedom of religion. He fought to have it changed. They're the types of systematic problems in government that conservatives love to complain about, but rarely tackle.
What's the most outrageous thing that you've discovered that the federal government is spending tax dollars on?
The death master file makes me want to pull my hair out. That's basically from Social Security saying these individuals have died. Well, why isn't that file shared with things like the IRS? We have all these false Social Security numbers that are out there that people died 10, 15, 20 years ago. People are still filing taxes on. People are still filing to get unemployment benefits on old numbers that one part of one agency knows already this person died, but the information never got to another part. That's dumb. That's billions of dollars in waste.
He believes the church should do a better job of influencing the culture instead of passing off complicated problems to Washington. Langford capitalizes on chances to share his faith and encourages Americans to live theirs.
Our faith calls us to peace, love, and joy. When we exhibit the joy of Christ, we're not demeaning and hateful. We exhibit deep love for all people. I believe every person is created in the image of God and has value and worth. I can strongly disagree with a lifestyle and deeply love that person. But to be able to set a tone of acceptance for them without accepting maybe a lifestyle choice that they have made. And to say, okay, what is it going to take to be able to present the gospel to you? And to be able to walk alongside of you that you would come to know the love of God and be able to experience the grace of God that I have experienced as well.
He and Cindy are also experiencing the blessings of their political leap of faith.
I mean, we've had so many times of people coming to know Christ with James there, and he's been a part of that. And some of those people that you watch and you think, only my God could do that.
Despite the many problems Langford sees in plain view, he suggests Americans shouldn't lose hope.
There are a lot of believers that have been elected in the last 5 or 6 years. So I look at it and I think, God is up to something. At the end of Sodom and Gomorrah, God was pulling all the believers out. He seems to still be sending people in to this place. So what he has not written off, we should not write off.
Jennifer Wishon, CBN News, on the road in Oklahoma.
That's so important. You think about it. I wouldn't be talking to you right now about this senator if I wouldn't have said the same thing that he said, that we wouldn't have said that. And God's looking for someone. You know, God will step over a million people, John G. Lake said, to get up with one person that believe him. How impactful is that? It's so impactful that since 1973, over 50 million children have been aborted in America. Their lives ended in their mother's womb. And this man who said yes, he just presented legislation to be able to investigate Planned Parenthood with David DeLight. And we talked about what David did in his investigation with Center for Medical Progress.
Correct.
That it says we need to investigate them because they are selling, allegedly, baby body parts for money. This is what because he said yes, it put him in a place of authority. And now because he's in the place of authority, now he's able to do this. Take
Make
a look.
Difference.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Charles Grassley is asking the FBI to start a criminal investigation into Planned Parenthood. The committee released a detailed report about Planned Parenthood's possible illegal harvesting and sale of baby body parts. Oklahoma Senator James Langford applauded the recommendation, calling the abortion giant, quote, barbaric. He says it is time to use taxpayer dollars to support women's care without supporting abortion.
That's you think about it. So he was able to support the man who wrote the legislation and saying this is a good thing. And now you're looking, he can vote. So often we're complaining about government, not understanding it's we the people. We actually have to participate in the process. Yeah. And that's why we talk about VFN Kingdom Business, you know, focusing on the government mountain and helping folks out in civil Christianity. And one thing the Lord showed me and showed others, and I'm trying to understand what he's saying prophetically because he's speaking to us in so many different ways, but it looks like, and it makes total sense, that if we want these next 4 to 8 years to work out, we have to participate.
Yeah.
We have to get right alongside of our elected officials like Senator Langford and other ones there and begin to partner with them to be able to fulfill the expectations of God over this country, right?
I think that's so huge because so often it's like we can get caught up in that mindset of just thinking that, look at the leadership, look at the leadership. It's like, well, there was a day that the person that was in leadership now, they weren't in leadership. And when you look at many people praying that, you know, we just, if only the kingdom would be in government and more Christians would be in government. It's just like, if you're following Jesus, you know, God could be speaking to you right now. It's just like God wants you to be that next leader, and whether it's
his response was, well, you remember what he thought when God
this is crazy.
Yeah, this is insane. It's like, believe me, us doing television. I mean, if you knew Pat, then, you know what I'm saying, this would be. I mean, it's crazy, but we're doing it.
But that's how you move in faith. Yeah. And so often It's just like God sends somebody. God sends somebody, and God says, okay, I've sent you. And it's like that's when you find out. You're like, oh my goodness, what was I just praying for?
And it's so awesome because he said yes, He's there. Because we said yes, we're here. And if you say yes, you'll be there, and we'll do this thing together. But I think it's going to be very, very. One thing the Lord showed me from the beginning when God showed me in October. During a time of prayer and sabbatical, that president like Donald Trump would be president. He also showed me that all the people of America would be in this presidency, which means we have to participate in the process. And since then, he's been, you know, it is the people's house. It's the whole nation is ran from a house called the White House. And really, no one man or woman can actually, we're supposed to work with them, a representative form of government. And so we got to become educated again in government. And we want to do that through VFN Kingdom Business. You can find out more at vfnkb.org. You can partner with us. You know, we're really excited about what we're doing in the Gulf Coast. And a big shout out to all of our Alabama audience. Mm-hmm. So we love Alabama, Mobile, Saraland, all those different areas over there we were visiting recently. John was over there. But I want to say this. Begin to pray about, say, Lord, prepare me for that calling, which you're going to put on my life. Because these next 8 years, I'm going to quit complaining about what happens in leadership, and I'm going to be willing to help those in leadership or even be leadership if you call me.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at vfntv.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at vfntv.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.